Experience the Bible like never before with Step In Bible Stories for Children, a brand new podcast just for kids that brings Bible stories to life, all told by me, Reverend David Senior, with bite-sized episodes that fit into your child's daily routine. It's a gentle way to start their journey of faith. Step In Bible Stories for Children is out now and ready to stream on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 47, verses 1 and 2. Come, everyone, clap your hands. Shout to God with joyful praise. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. Clapping is extremely eloquent. It uses no words, but it conveys very powerful messages. There's all the difference in the world between clapping that is dutiful and polite and clapping that's enthusiastic and heartfelt. They convey completely different messages. I'm glad that the Bible encourages us to clap precisely because it takes us beyond words. However well chosen and eloquent our speech, it can never fully express how great, majestic, and awesome our God is. I was not brought up to make much use of my body in worship. Standing up, sitting down, shutting my eyes were the sum total of my bodily worship. I had an aunt who was high church, and she did a lot of kneeling. Lifting hands or dancing in worship were well outside my experience until I was in my 20s. What mattered were the words. Of course, the words do matter, and we'll always want to use them as we praise God, but I'm glad that we live in days where many have rediscovered the importance of using our bodies in worship. Clapping, it seems to me, is a particularly appropriate way of worshipping God because, like singing, it binds us together with those around us. Our own clap is small and makes little noise, but when it's combined with other clapping people, there's a great body of united sound. If you've been to a sports match, you will know how important clapping is. It can be used positively and negatively. The team will immediately know the difference between a slow hand clap and a clap of approval. God deserves the most enthusiastic and confident worship that we can bring, and I'm sure that it delights his heart when he hears the thunder of our clapping. So let me ask you a question. Have you experienced clapping in worship? And if so, what did it mean to you? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to worship you with our body, mind, and spirit. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premiere.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.